Now playing.
Why so serious?
What is the Matrix?
You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
No, what's in the box?
You like scary movies.
What does Marcellus Wallace look like?
You talking to me? You talking to me?
Movie reviews in 20 Qs.
Hello, good people, and welcome to a very special one-off edition of Movie Reviews in 20 Qs. This week, we aren't doing a movie review in 20 Qs, we're doing a Sam review in 20 Qs. That's right, one of our dear listeners, Nick McAllister, has reached out to us and asked me 20 questions for his blog. And I thought to make it even more special, I'd answer them in audio format. So we're going to have a link to Nick's blog in the file notes once he puts it up, but we also thought we'd have the questions that he asked, because I love talking about myself.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, so that other lovely voice is Stacey Hurley, and what Stacey's going to do is for this episode is just basically ask me the questions, and I'm basically going to read out what I say in the blog, but we're also going to get a little bit of feedback from Stacey, so, you know, think of them as a companion piece is the best way
exactly
to describe it.
Yes, and these are great questions, Nick. I want to know the answer to some of these, so I'm glad you asked them.
Cool, so what did Nick want to know, Stace? What's
the interview? Okay, let's go from the top. So, most importantly, how did you come up with the concept for Movie Reviews in 20 Qs?
So, I'd wanted to do a podcast for a long time. I'd really just lacked the balls of motivation to do it. Then I went to see a talk by director Kevin Smith, and he inspired me to get off my fat ass and actually do one. So I kept talking about it for ages, and finally we tried one. In the early days, me and Stacey had the idea for doing it as nerd v noob, whereby I'm the film nerd and she's the noob, and we've got countering sort of opinions, I guess is the way. But anyway, the gimmick is that she knows nothing and I know too much, but I figured we needed more structure. So one day I just thought, why don't we ask 20 questions about a film? And we kept the nerd versus noob gimmick there for a little bit, but we ditched it when we found out it would be better as just one hook, didn't we?
Yeah, absolutely. It was a little bit confusing having two angles, I guess.
Yeah, so once we had the idea in place, rather than keep it to typical questions that reviewers ask, like, you know, exploring the themes or character motivations in an in-depth analysis, we decided we'd change the approach to things like, what part of this movie reminded you of your own life, or what character clearly needs to get laid? So the concept was that, you know, we're exploring themes or characters, motivations, stuff like that was still there, but we just wanted to be a lot more accessible to the average person by asking questions that, you know, anyone can answer, basically, yeah.
Yeah, and just to maybe talk about different things about the movies from other movie podcasts. Not, I don't know if any movie podcast will cover the areas we will cover. We might not actually, we might not talk about the movie in a consistent manner, but we're going to take you places you never thought you'd go.
That's true.
Okay, that brings us to question two. How did you rope me, your wife, into podcasting with you, Sam?
The short answer is that she got really sick of me talking about it. Because it was originally just going to be me and two of my other film buff mates, former guests of the show, Emma and Spanky. But the three of us all live really different lives, and getting together on a regular to record one would have been near impossible. So, yeah, Stacey basically got sick of me talking about it, and she decided that we'd try a few together. And I think she originally thought to herself, you know, I'll try this for a little bit until he gets some momentum, and then I'll be able to gracefully exit. But we're nearly 100 episodes down, and she's still here.
Yes, that is exactly right. I did get sick of him talking about it and not doing it. So I thought, well, I'll give it a go. I never thought anyone, it would probably never end up on the internet, B, no one would probably ever listen to it, and you're exactly right that C, I would have been replaced well and truly by now, but
interesting.
Here we are.
Interestingly, me and Stacey actually recorded our first podcast in Australia while Stacey was over there for work. Here's a little tidbit you won't get in the blog, and it went so well that at the end of recording, Stacey hit delete instead of save.
Yes, that was X-Men
Apocalypse.
Yeah.
Fun bit of movie reviews and 20 Qs trivia. Although we didn't ask 20 questions about it, we just talked about it for an hour to see what it would be like, didn't we?
Yeah.
See if we had chemistry.
It was quite fun. Yeah. It was quite fun. It would be interesting to see if I had saved that, whether it would have been any good or not.
But we tried it again with, like, we did a Star Trek movie and we did that Paul Rudd, The Importance of Wellness or something. But we tried a couple of other episodes. And
the happiness. It was the one with the big hole, where they went to the big hole.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anywho.
Okay, question three. Listening to you guys on the podcast, it sounds like you have a lot of fun reviewing movies. Is it as much fun as it sounds?
It does sound fun. Now, for about an hour before one, it's chaos. It's setting up gear, it's getting the computer and program we record with going, it's harassing guests that are coming on the show for their questions, it's furiously trying to come up with answers, and, like, there has been a lot of fights and a lot of tears, mostly by me and at gear that's refusing to work. But once they start, it's like a switch flips in all of us, and we remember why we're there, to have a fun time while talking about a movie. There's even been episodes like much too recently on Aquaman that I trimmed down from about 15 minutes of hysterity to about 2 minutes. Or even me on Ant-Man and the Wasp, where we have legitimately gone hysterical. On the Ant-Man one, I actually fell out of my seat laughing and I couldn't stop for about 20 minutes. It's legit. And I trimmed that to like a few minutes that you get in the podcast, but it took me such a long time to get myself stable enough to even read out a question.
Was I there for that Ant-Man
Yeah, that
one?
Was when you brought up the Canterbury Cat. See, I'm about to do it again.
Oh, no. That wasn't even funny. It's a true story.
It is a true story. So like, even if I went back and listened to it now, I think I would start all over again. So I'd try not to go back and listen to that one. But yeah, I mean, it is. It's a lot of fun. It really is a lot of fun, you know. And I mean, you guys obviously don't hear all the bits we cut out, which is us, you know, trying to come up with answers halfway through a podcast. I don't know who does that all the time.
I do. I usually have one or two questions which I cannot think of an answer for, so we do it on the fly.
Spoiler alert, our dear listeners, if you hear me say, that's a really good answer, Stace, chances are I've given it to her.
Yes, but not always.
Not always, no. Okay, so what's next?
Okay, so question number 4. Who has been your favourite co-host on your 75 episodes of MRI TQS?
I love all of my previous co-hosts equally, some just more equally than others. It's a line from Animal Farm. Stacey is being the most equal. She's the absolute scene-stealing star of the show, and if it wasn't for her, it would just be a couple of guys making low-level dick jokes for about an hour, like a million other podcasts out there. With her here, she'll often give them the smartest, wittiest, or the most off-the-wall answers. It's a really different perspective. She's really amazing. Oh, look at her grin.
That's so sweet.
Yeah.
And I like to think I pull it out of the gutter a little bit.
Yeah, you
there
totally
are,
do.
There are some things I won't let go out into the world of the internet.
She does quality assurance on all.
Yeah,
she does
for safety of your earbuds, everyone. Yeah. So, question 5. Sam, you swear a lot when you record your podcast. Do you swear that much in real life?
What the bloody fuck? Nah, yeah, I do. I even edit out some of the swearing, if you guys can believe it.
Yes, I would prefer if we had minimal to no swearing in our podcasts, but anyway.
Yep.
That's just how it is. Question 6. How do you choose the movies that you review? Is there a process?
We often just try and do really popular movies that everyone has seen. If you want to listen to our podcast, there is no denying that it helps a lot if you've seen the film. So we don't want to do really obscure period dramas from Belarus or something like that. But that being said, a lot of our listeners have commented on how easy we make it for people who haven't seen the movie. We obviously try to do this so people don't feel shortchanged by their free podcast. We also let the guests pick the movie too, or at least give us some options. We don't want to drag people on to talk about something they hate and vice versa. And that's pretty much it, eh?
Except for me.
Yeah.
You make me talk about movies I hate.
Yeah, but you're not a guest, you're a host.
Okay, yes, and
I'd like to point out how many movies I've had to watch for you that I hate. There's been a lot. I Feel Pretty.
Okay.
Ocean's 8.
Yeah, but you didn't know it was going to be bad before you went to see it.
Okay.
And actually, I'd like to think that even if you haven't seen the movie, we do say a few spoilers, but I don't think we would ruin the entire movie. It's not like we go through the plot start to finish and everything that happens, so you still might get a surprise when you watch it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we give, like, mild spoilers, but typically it's, if you haven't seen this movie already, for a lot of them, then you're probably not going to go see it anyway.
Exactly.
You know, and like, yeah, like, as I said, a few of our listeners listen along and they just say it's really good. You know, we set it up like, in the movie, this character does X, Y, and Z. Now, how would you feel if this happened, sort of thing? So yeah. It's like, yeah.
Awesome. Okay, question 7. Is there a movie that you refuse to review? If so, which one?
There's a few. The one that I've got here in my answer to Nick was recently was A Star Is Born. But that's because neither of us really like musicals or even music biopics are a stretch. And so, yeah, congratulations to Emily Higgins for sneaking A Nightmare Before Christmas past us.
Yes. Well done. And I actually really enjoyed that. I've had a couple I refuse to review. But we just get other guests on.
It's true.
It's easy. It's not that I don't want to review them. I don't want to watch them to start with.
Venom.
Yeah, that was the big one last year.
Yeah, that was a major, major bone of contention.
Yeah. Okay, question 8. If your podcast was a porn movie, what would it be called?
Move Her Boobs in 20 Screws.
Oh my God.
That's terrible, and I am usually the worst at this question. This is the Machu or Stacey or Spanky question. They always have awesome answers for this, and I'm usually like, oh, I don't even want to answer this. You guys' one's way better than my one.
Not always.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, question 9. Are you a big Toni Collette fan, Sam?
I think this question comes from me singing your praises on a recent Oscars episode for why the hell was she not nominated for an Oscar for Hereditary? And yes, yeah, I am. She's amazing. She's in a group of actresses that even if the film doesn't really interest me, she always gives a good performance that's worth watching.
She does. I agree.
Yeah.
So, if you didn't podcast with me, who would you pick? Would it be Toni Collette?
Toni's great, but she would expose me for the amateur performer that I really am. Yeah, but most people would really. I would love to get one or all of the How Did This Get Made podcast on. That was my first podcast love. It was the first podcast I listened to religiously. Absolutely love it. Still listen to it. Typically, it's every fortnight, and I listen to it while I'm mowing the lawns. The aforementioned Kevin Smith would also be good too, although he loves to talk even more than me, and I would just have to sit there and go, yeah, that's right. Because typically I agree with a lot of his opinions on very nerdy facts. Also, I'm going to try and tee up fellow Kiwis Tim Batt or Guy Montgomery to come on the show at some point. They did a podcast called The Worst Idea of All Time, and it's huge. It's like easily one of the biggest podcasts that's ever come out of New Zealand, and it's probably one of the biggest film podcasts ever.
Yeah.
If we could get one of them on, it'd be great. I don't necessarily think that they will or anything like that, but it's like a dream. It's an aspiration.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But my concern with that is, are we going to have to watch and review a really terrible movie?
Probably.
Oh, okay. Question 11, what is your favourite genre to watch, Sam?
I obviously really love my comic book movies, particularly Marvel. I grew up reading Marvel comics as a kid. I also have a massive thing for sci-fi, in particular post-apocalyptic movies. I don't know why, I haven't touched on this in my answer, but I think that's just because they can explore different themes and ideas that, you know, reflect society. I also enjoy mind-bending thrillers, and every Friday that I'm home, I try to watch a horror movie. I'm usually up for watching anything, really, except for musicals.
But you have watched a few, haven't you?
Yeah, but they're not my go-to.
No. Question 12. Do you have a favourite director or writer whose work you admire the most?
Okay, so before I get into my answer, there was millions for this for me. There literally are, and so I tried to cut it down, and I've given a fairly succinct answer on this, but not really. So my answer I wrote down was classically Hitchcock or Kurosawa, although more recently Taika Waititi, the New Zealand film director, gets better with every film. I'm also a big fan of Edgar Wright and the previously mentioned Kevin Smith, especially his earlier work, but the one that I admire the most is the director Alexei Alexander. So while I enjoy her films, what I really love most about her is what she does in the real world. If you follow her Twitter or anything, she's brutally honest about the whole Hollywood concept and life in general. She's actually one of the very few people on Twitter that I will use my personal Twitter to search out and comment on, retweet or like what she puts out there. She's just one hell of an amazing badass who points out the double standards of situations, and she doesn't take crap from anyone. No, she also has the humility and courage to admit she's wrong when she knows it. And the episode Punisher Warzone of How Did This Get Made, where she guests on it and talks about her own film and everything that went wrong with it, is the podcast episode I've listened to the most. I've probably listened to that episode about 5 or 6 times. Most podcasts, I listen to them once or twice at a max.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I have even listened to that episode.
You liked it as well, didn't you?
Thought it was interesting. It was great having the director there to answer some of the questions of, yeah, how did this get made?
But yeah, like to be brutally honest about everything. Mm. Like about, you know, how she got convinced to do it, how much, you know, the studio failed her in terms of marketing it and everything like that. It was amazing.
Mm, very interesting. Question 13. Movie reviews and 20Q's bingo was a massive success. Did you know that this would be the case?
Yeah, so thank you, Nick. Thank you for putting together that movie reviews and 20Q's bingo. I'll tweet it out again. I'll try and put it out as much as I can. Basically, he put together 8 things that if you're listening along, you can tick them off while you're playing at home, sort of thing. And so the answer I've got here for you, Nick, was it was great from start to finish, and we were both really happy with it, and I always keep it in mind every time we do one now. In fact, we just finished recording Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, and I walked out of our studio back to the house and was like, ah, fuck, I forgot to say I dragged me along to this. Or I forgot, there was a couple of that I was like, oh, damn it, he's not going to be able to get bingo on this one. There was 2 that he forgot, but yeah. Nah, it's awesome. It's amazing, bud.
Question 14. Have you ever done a podcast, but when you've listened back to it, you thought, this is crap? And if so, have you re-recorded or abandoned it completely?
I've got 2 for my answer, but I think it's happened a bit more than that.
Yeah, a handful of times, maybe.
Yeah, so the answer I've got here is yes, 2, for Star Wars The Force Awakens and Arrival. Star Wars The Force Awakens, I'll go a bit off answer here. Star Wars The Force Awakens, we actually tried that 2 and both times sucked.
Yeah.
And we just gave up. We just abandoned it.
What was wrong? The first One was the audio quality.
Quality was crap. Yeah.
And then the second time, the content, the hosts were crap.
Yeah, because we'd heard it all before and we're just like, oh, fuck this shit.
We were kind of like, oh, Groundhog Day. Didn't sound that exciting, did it?
Nah. And the same happened with the film Arrival. Like, we all loved the film, but there was just nothing funny to say about it or interesting or witty sort of thing. It was just like, would have been 45 minutes of scientific sci-fi and, you know,
review. Yeah, that was an interesting, hard one to do. And because of the serious nature of the topic of that movie, it was hard to make fun of the characters. Yeah. And there were only a handful of characters. That was always tricky.
Yeah, that's always. So what I had here was, we sounded like we would rather be off jamming our faces into a pot of boiling water than be there talking about them. We actually did them and Interstellar all around the same time. And we put out Interstellar, but came to the conclusion that sci-fis don't really work that well on our podcast. That was sort of the thing we came to, eh?
Yeah, we haven't actually done a lot, have we?
Nah. I think we sort of got burnt early on and sort of steered away from it.
Yeah, it's interesting. I wonder why they don't work.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there a movie review podcast that you would like to be invited on to? If so, which one is it?
There's a lot. Mm-hmm. But the answer I've got here is, I would love to go on How Did This Get Made. Also been trying to tee up something with the We Watch the Thing guys for a long time. They're good friends now, and it will happen regardless of how many times they say no. It will happen.
I was just going to say, they don't really have guests. So, like, you're asking questions.
And that's the reason why I want to go on it so much. I want to force myself into their show.
But if you go on their show, it will be longer than necessary, and it will ruin their kind of their format that they've got going.
Yeah, their approach. I know.
Yeah, that's what you want to do. Okay.
Coming for you, boys.
Okay, question 16. Which movies are you looking forward to reviewing in future podcasts?
All of the Marvel movies. I can't get it. Can't talk about Marvel enough. Plus, of course, Taika Waititi's new film, Jojo Rabbit. I really can't wait for that one as well.
And I'm looking forward to branching out a little bit more this year. I don't know what's coming out, but if something that's non-Marvel and looks good comes out, I'm going to take Sam to that.
Like that new DC movie, Shazam? Are you looking for?
No. Okay, non-comic book. Okay.
They're called graphic novels, Stacey.
Okay, 17. Apart from Toni Collette, who else is one of your favourite actors?
I was a real big Al Pacino and Robert De Niro fan, especially of their early work. You know, like Dog Day Afternoon and Raging Bull and Godfather. Oh, Godfather Part 2. Taxi Driver. Oh, I could name them for hours. But I also really like Harrison Ford's, because, you know, what kid didn't want to be Indy or Han Solo when they were growing up? Recently, I really like Hugh Jackman. I think he's been outstanding, just as like a generally awesome person, as opposed to just being, you know, like his performances, although Logan was one of my favourite films from the last couple of years. And then in terms of actresses, I do have a soft spot for redheads, so I've got Julianne Moore down here. I also really like Kate Blanchett, Brie Larson and Natalie Portman. I think they always give great performances.
You're right, they do. Okay, 18. Do you think New Zealand filmmakers are the best at making movies? Whoa, controversy.
Yes, New Zealand films are far superior from every other film. Okay, do I think New Zealand filmmakers are the best at making movies? All I'm going to say is it's like the participation award. I think we try our best with what we've been given. We don't have the budgets or the, you know, acting pool to pull from that other countries do. So I say, like, New Zealand films are very different from Hollywood or even British or Australian films. They typically go in directions that make people go, huh? What? But I think that's part of our sensibilities. I also think Weta is at the top of its game, and Taika is obviously one of our biggest names at the moment, maybe even bigger than Peter Jackson now. So we might not make the best films, but no one can fault our effort.
Yeah, A for effort, New Zealand. I totally agree. And we just make movies off the smell of an oily rag with no money and nothing to go on. We just make it happen.
It was funny talking to Jackie Van Beek about that, about making The Breaker Upperas, where they have a scene set up and like, okay, you know, we've got any time to improvise? No, we've got to shoot it. Okay, cool, go. Okay, next. Yeah, keep moving. You know, it's just very, very rush.
Yeah. 19. What movie genre should Toni Collette star in next?
She can do anything. She really can. She's done blockbusters, like that latest Vin Diesel XXX movie, through to indies, and each time she's been great. Particularly love Little Miss Sunshine. But I can't think of anything truly villainous that she's done. And there's a villain called Moonstone in the Marvel comics that she would be great for. Maybe as an antagonist in Captain Marvel 2. Would love to see her and Brie Larson square off against each other.
That sounds amazing. I think you're exactly right. It'd be great to see her in the evil role in some kind of sci-fi. That would be so cool. Okay, 20. If Nick came to visit us in New Zealand, what's the best thing to see and do?
There's so much. If you're into adventure outdoors activities, the list is endless. Where we live is right beside a surf beach, and we're also 45 minutes drive from whitewater rafting, bungee jumping, international mountain bike tracks, and of course Hobbiton, where they basically film the Shire for Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit. So you get the best of both worlds of New Zealand too. Our summers are really hot, not as hot as Australia, but we're in, you know, get up to the 30s. And our beaches are really awesome too. But if you're into winter sports, there's amazing ski fields, and as well as like plenty of outdoor walking and stuff like that these days.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
It's a natural paradise. And the best thing too is, despite being so closely associated with Australia, we have no snakes, no crocodiles or spiders that want to kill you. There's only one venomous creature in all of New Zealand, and that is a spider that no one's been bitten by him in like over 100 years.
Yeah, I'd never even heard of this before.
Yeah, the Katipo spider. So he might even be a myth. He's like a little redback, but apparently he's like extinct or near extinction. So yeah, anyway. And also, we don't have much in the way of sharks. It's really just a paradise here. Even the news articles are pieces about sheep not being shorn or what our favourite ice cream is. It really is just really peaceful.
It is peaceful.
Yeah, very quiet.
Yes, that's why we have to go and watch some movies.
Yeah, pretty much. And that was Nick's questions. Thank you so much for asking them, Nick. That was pretty damn awesome. We'll have to throw 20 questions at Stacey at some point in the future, eh, Stace?
It's okay, you don't have to. I love asking the questions when someone else asks them. It was a pleasure.
Anyway, thanks, Nick, and thanks to all our listeners for listening for a little bit of behind the scenes about movie reviews and 20 Qs. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Bye.
Bye.